This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live Thursday edition. Welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. This live edition, we were just talking about, this issue of young people, some young people, not wanting to give the speech in front of the class. Like, I think everybody who went through school had to do this. In my case, I know that it happened at least twice and really should have happened more often than that. The idea that you can make it through a school year without having to stand up in front of a class for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. I mean, I take them at kindergarten when they have no problem with it at all. Do you remember show and tell?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what this was.
Show and tell.
During the break, I realized we did do presentations in kindergarten. We had show and tell.
I think that was preparation for being up in front of people, having to do some public speaking. You got up in front of the class. You talked about something that you were comfortable with.
Right. The problem is they didn't do it every year. They stopped it. After what? People love show and tell. You know, and I'm sure that people showed and told a lot of things that they probably shouldn't have, but that's a teacher's job to deal with that stuff.
Right.
And this is my dad's 1911.
Right.
Not since 68 or so.
Oh, later than that.
I
never took a gun in for show and tell.
Legit wore a cowboy outfit to school more than one time.
Right.
With shiny little pearl pistols. Not the operated.
Not real ones.
Cap guns. But,
we had
the 70s.
In the 80s, yeah, we had cap guns in school. But, yeah, that would not fly these days.
Yeah, much. I mean, you know, we'd play with them during recess, too.
A story I've told more times than I can count. But if you talk to my high school English teacher, Laura is her name, but she'll tell you about the time when she said in class, "Chris, please put the gun away. We've got to get class started." Because I'd brought in a .22 pistol that my dad had picked up, and I wanted to show it to my buddies.
Right.
It wasn't loaded or anything, but it was just, yeah, time to put the gun away.
Time to put the gun away. What else?
What other time
would it be? So going on here with this story from the Atlantic, forcing students to present in front of class and give them a choice not to garnered. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I go back here. This week, a tweet posted by a 15-year-old student declaring, "Stop forcing students to present in front of the class and give them a choice not to," garnered more than 130,000 retweets and nearly half a million likes.
Wait. 130, half a million or more people read your tweet. But you can't present to 30.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat.
What?
A similar sentiment tweeted in January also racked up thousands of likes and retweets, and teachers are listening. Stop forcing students. Okay, that's the other one there.
Are you not seeing the irony of this?
I do. I wasn't always a big public speaker. I know you can... I kind of sort of see where she's coming from in having the anxiety and not wanting to speak in front of people, but that's something you can practice and get over.
I love this one. The obvious attention whore named Amberlicious says, "Teachers, please stop forcing students to present in front of the class and raise their hand in exchange for a good grade. Anxiety is real." Well, Amberlicious, I don't know who you think you're speaking for, but if you've got anxiety, I'm the Queen of England.
This whole story is too ironic not to be from, what are you reading from, The Onion?
TheAtlantic.com.
Atlantic, okay.
Well, that's ironic in itself.
Students to support abolishing in-class presentations argue that forcing students with anxiety to present in front of their peers is not only unfair because they are bound to underperform and receive a lower grade, but it can also cause long-term stress and harm. Okay. So when it comes to a grade, I think that you've got to grade generously on the speech.
Yes. You get a certain number of points just for having the guts to get up and get through it.
Yeah. Being able to show that you did some of the work involved.
Yes.
I get how everybody wants to have an A average. You know, like they want the 4.0. Everybody wants the 4.0. You want the 4.0, you're going to have to go the extra mile. You're going to have to learn how to present in front of class. You got to nail it.
Right. But I think if I were a teacher and I knew that everybody was worried about it. Everybody's terrified. You got to get up there and you got to speak for 4 minutes. And it's not just the class. It's like, the bigger group or something like that. I'm going to say that if you get up there and you give it you give it a shot,
yep.
I'm probably going to give you 50 points for doing that.
Out of 100?
Yeah, I think out of 100. Really?
I think if you can get through your speech.
Okay, yeah. You see where I'm going.
Giving up.
Right.
So I'm not talking about passing out. Passing out is legit getting through your speech, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You went up there, soldier, and you passed out. Good on you.
Fine. Yeah.
If you stammer your way through it, I think you need to have points off because there's better speeches and worse speeches. But in my world, an 80% is a C. And if you get 80% to me would be the minimum threshold for getting up there and doing something.
Yes.
Anything. And then, you have to have done the report and the work that's involved, the back-end stuff. Because if you can say that you can't get in front of class and you've got a mental illness, I can say, I'm disorganized.
Right. Exactly. I can come up with a million.
Homework.
Right.
Why should you get a better grade than me if you can hand in homework and I can't? I can't do it. I can't hand in homework. I've got mental issues.
And I guarantee you that's happening. In some school, that has happened where, I'm sorry, but Bobby has this level of anxiety about homework and we've been to his counselor about it, and we've got him on, 16 different types of medication to try to address this, but it would really be helpful if you didn't apply this pressure to him so he can, work on this. I guarantee you that's happening today somewhere.
And the drugging the kids, that you bring it up, is how much of the fact that we're pumping these kids full of drugs they probably don't need when they probably what they actually need is an extra 30 minutes of recess.
Right, right.
There's no doubt about that. I'm not claiming that somebody can't do homework. There's certainly students out there that will be able to perform at life, but they just can't buckle down for homework. And I also think there's way too much homework.
It's gone nuts.
Kindergartners have homework.
Yeah, and when I was we didn't have homework till sixth grade.
Yeah, I think it was fifth grade.
Seventh,
for us.
Maybe.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I think that we had to do a book. We started having to do book reports in fifth grade, and that was the first real homework. All of our math, we didn't have busy work math homework. They didn't send us homework math homework.
Yeah, I never had homework in fourth grade or whatever. Everything was at school and
right.
Homework is an admission that the school cannot teach you.
For us, it was something that I can't remember what grade. We're debating this, but was it fourth, fifth? But I remember being in the grades below that, going, man, I can't believe next year we're gonna have to start doing homework. You know what I mean? It was one of those things that we knew about. We just weren't looking forward to.
I think that homework, to some extent, is a valuable skill, right? Like when they hand you at the beginning of the school year, the English teacher says, look, we're going to have a major presentation on a work of literature in the United States. That is the kind of thing that you're likely to have to do in real life. That at some point you're going to have to give some kind of presentation on something for work.
Right. No doubt about it. But I'll also say that homework itself is a valuable life skill because you will not go through life if you have any sort of meaningful employment. I'm not saying you're going to flip burgers and that'll be it. You're not going to need homework. But if you're in a professional, at some point you're going to find out about something. At the end of the day, you're going to have to read up on it. You're going to have to, figure out how to do the installation, Michael, or, right. Something like that. The next day, you're going to go and you're going to do work in your off-paid, non-working time. And that's kind of like homework.
I guess it is. It's the busy work homework that really annoyed me.
And yeah. There's a difference. I'd agree with that.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about our opinions on school?
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thursday edition. Mark with you.
Michael.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live is proud to be a partner with Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to give the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pretty easy, right? Bitcoin, giftcards.bitcoin.com. You pick the gift card you want, and be sure to check the gift card you purchase is available in your country. Sorry, we don't, we don't decide what countries make legal and what they don't make legal. Follow the instructions on the screen. Make your payment using Bitcoin Cash, your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Who says you can't buy what you want with Bitcoin?
With Bitcoin Cash, too. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a big fight between, the BTC people, BCH people, as to what's what and who's who.
It's not a big fight. Yeah,
it's a big fork.
It is.
I called it World War Geek, and I don't feel like I overstated it.
that's not too far off.
Nah, I try to be coin agnostic. I'm like the one soul. I'm not a Bitcoin maximalist, but I do think it has a lot of history and a lot of potential, and yeah. I like the direction of it. I like the technical direction it's going in. I did not agree with the Bitcoin Cash fork. I didn't think it was a good idea, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to quit being friends with people that like BCH. Yeah,
inevitable, really.
For the last, three, 4 years before it happened?
Right. Well, right. There were 3 years, and basically one group of people was telling another group of people, your opinion sucks, and you're not getting what you want. Sit down and shut up.
Right.
And
or fork it.
We know. Well, yeah, they were saying things like fork it also. Why don't you fork off?
Yeah.
And, well, when they did, then they cried and they were mad. And I've got to say that I don't know anything about the tech. I hope the best for all these coins.
I do too.
But I know how human beings work, and I know what an a-hole is.
Don't we all?
And I saw lots and lots of a-holes. Honestly, I saw them on both sides. But
I certainly have.
More of them on the BTC side than I saw on the sort of the BCH side.
Because you're coming from the BCH point of view, and if you talk to BTC people, they will say the exact same thing in reverse.
Usually they complain about Roger Ver specifically.
Roger's definitely garnered a lot of ire.
And he definitely had some very public, what I would call missteps in the arena. Absolutely. Things that he didn't have a lot of training in how to be the spokesperson for this stuff.
Right.
When he was Bitcoin Jesus, pushing Bitcoin itself, he did sort of behind the scenes. He did some TV interviews, those kind of things. But as the sort of Bitcoin Cash guy,
like the only guy out there that was talking to anybody.
Yeah, that's what he was previously. And then, when he became the Bitcoin Cash guy, A, a lot of people felt betrayed. And B, Roger felt like he was against the world. And people who feel like they're against the world often take things a bit too far, and need to be reined back. And I think that if you ask him about any specific thing that made you upset about his behavior, likely he would say, yeah, I did that, and I'm sorry. Because I've seen a lot of videos where he's walked back some things.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
If we have a world where you can't make a mistake, then you don't have much of a world. I can tell you the mistakes are all over there on the BTC side, but these people that are very, very partisan, one side or the other, they don't want to acknowledge that their side is has made mistakes.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I don't want to make this a whole Roger Ver show, but I will say this. The thing that upsets me the most about the BTC people that love to criticize Roger, they'll come out and say, you know what, Roger's just a statist. He's just, he's just one of those guys. He wants to, he's all for, centralizing.
Oh, he's
an authoritarian government.
Because he wants control of Bitcoin Cash.
Not just that, but that he's a flat-out statist. He's not a real libertarian. I've spoken with Roger more than a couple times, and this is one guy who literally went to jail defying the government. And I don't doubt. We can disagree on coins, and we can disagree on all this stuff, but he's somebody I look up to, certainly from a liberty point of view, and I know he's been a friend of this show for an awfully long time.
I think that should be irrelevant.
Honestly. I know. No, I don't, because there are not that many ways for the message of liberty to get out there in mainstream
sure.
media.
He's shown his dedication to the message of liberty.
Yes.
That and he has done that by being a friend to Free Talk Live.
Yes.
However, I don't think that the fact that he supported Free Talk Live for 5 years, if he comes out and those of you who are these big Bitcoin Core supporters
right.
Out there, you need to understand that Ian has had conversations with Roger that he has had with other crypto people, and you know Ian's communication skills when talking about what he wants to get in the crypto world can sound very adamant.
Right.
Roger immediately saw the value in what Ian would say and would implement it. Would change the way he's doing things.
Right.
We've had other people be like, I quit advertising and I'm not paying my bill.
Right.
Because we said, hey, you know, something about your software is not working right.
Right.
So, I
yeah.
I know what good conduct is. Anyway, speaking of bad conduct here.
All right.
Let's go back to the story from The Atlantic about, junior high school students telling us how they should be educated, I think is what it comes down to. Nobody should be forced to do something that makes them uncomfortable, says Alna, a 14-year-old in eighth grade, who, like all students quoted, asked to be referred to only by her first name. Even though speaking in front of class is supposed to build your confidence, it's part of schoolwork. I think if a student is really unsettled and anxious because of... It you should probably make it something less stressful. School isn't supposed to something a student should feel. Okay. How can I know as a teacher whether somebody is really unsettled and anxious or just saying they are, Alma?
They pass out?
That's fine. If you pass out, you're done for the rest of the speech.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Go up and give blood, kids. If you make it out, an easy out, an out like, I have a, I self-identify as a person with a mental health issue, well, then what am I going to do here?
Right.
Yeah, all right. Let's just remove this from curriculum. Okay, I mean, do you self-identify as somebody who's not going to make money in this world, too?
Yeah.
Do you self-identify as somebody who's unsuccessful and going to live in their parents' garage? Is that what you do?
Maybe some of them do
this
that.
It happens.
There are people living in their parents' basements right now.
Right. Listening to this show.
Possibly.
Quite possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
God bless them. They're different. They're special. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Your opinions on kids giving speeches in school? Welcome. It's important.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now.
President Trump talking tough on immigration as the caravan gets closer to the U.S. border with Mexico. The president speaking in Washington, D.C., saying Democrats want to bring illegal aliens into our country.
When you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent.
The president says the military will not put up with violence at the border.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live, talking about, well, kids and their opinions on giving speeches in front of class. Kids, what do you think about, I don't know, anything that you do that is unpleasant and distasteful? What do you think about having to eat your vegetables? I don't think anybody should be forced to do anything that they don't want to do. That's a direct quote from Alma, 14.
Nobody should have to eat their beans.
Well, there's something that's good for you. It's not as bad as eating beans, if you don't like beans. I like beans fine. Eating beans is a pleasure for, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you can add butter and pepper to them, and suddenly they're delicious.
Hmm.
But a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September 2013, he's been putting on the Tom Woods Show every single day, over 1,200 episodes so far, guests including Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and many subjects that are of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com. Just he just thanked me today for the listeners we've sent his way.
He really knows his stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I think he's great.
And he tastes good with butter and pepper.
That's right. Tom Woods' show is on your favorite pod catcher. That's all of them. I mean, you know, Tom Woods, big time.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, great. I'd love to know what his download numbers are compared to ours, but I'm not going to tell you mine.
I don't think we want to.
Oh, let's go to Sarah calling in from... Oh, you guessed it, New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that
They're going to build a $15 million brand new library and a $10 million police station in the poorer part of Albuquerque.
Is that good or bad?
Well, you know what? It's a big deal. I mean, because I used to live in that district, and it's Pat Davis's district. You know the one.
No, I don't. No. There's 435 liars and thieves in the House of Representatives, and I presume you're talking about them. I can't even name the ones in the Senate. There's only 100 of them. That's less than a quarter.
No, this is the This is a city councilor.
Oh, God, you wanted me to know a city councilor of Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Come on, Mark. You should have these memorized by now. Nope, we don't. We're
all
not
47,000 of them.
So what I'm trying to make is that he was a homosexual. My whole point is that he was a homosexual that ran in the primary for Congress.
Okay.
And then my whole point is
as an out homosexual?
Well, who cares if he's a homosexual?
I don't care, but I'm just
clicking. Let me get to that. You guys are. Let me get to my thought here. My whole point is you keep interrupting me. Okay.
Go ahead.
You asked me if I knew who Pat whatever was, and I answered your question.
Well, what I'm saying is that Pat Davis is a homosexual that ran with the primary. But my whole point is that I am looking at accomplishment. I don't care if it's man, woman, transsexual, bisexual, homosexual, what they are, but. The library and the police station and the widening of the sidewalk and the light are going on with him in office. And he's the one that's making this happen. He's a big part of it because he covers that district. You know what I mean?
Do you go to the library very often, Sarah? Are you a big library proponent?
Well, the thing is, the library was going to be built in a more wealthier neighborhood. They were always going
to
build another
one. No, I just asked if you went to the library.
Do you go to the library?
The thing is, I go to the library all the time to pick up, you know what, that's where the voter's guides are, that's where the voter registration cards are at, and that's where the political who's who's directory.
Do you find that there are a lot of homeless people hanging around the library? Do you find that where you live?
Quite enough.
I think that's why a lot of people don't want to go. I think that's why libraries, like, this is one of these problems where it self-perpetuates. Mm-hmm. If you're a public space, you can't kick people out. And if you're a space for everybody, then you can't kick people out. So then you get the, disreputable people. You get some guy who's got, you know, some kind of mental illness. He can't work. He smells like urine. He talks in loud voices. He's got Tourette's syndrome. He screams obscenities. Whatever it is that he's got going on.
To himself.
And then you can't really do anything with the guy.
Right.
And, you know, well, you can kick him out today, but he's allowed to come back tomorrow or whatever. And then he keeps on coming back. And then, then mommy doesn't want to bring, her three children because this guy smells like urine and yells obscenities in the library. And, you know, what are we going to do about that? And so, you know, the more guys who show up who have these similar problems, they show up. Fewer and fewer families come, and then it just keeps on spiraling downward.
Well, and because these are publicly funded, usually there's a bond on the ballot where you live, or maybe it's a warrant article like we have here in New Hampshire that says, shall we give the library $15,000 for operations next year?
Yeah,
and oftentimes those are drying up. It's interesting. There's the phrase "the free library." I'm not sure if that's just in reference to who's allowed to come there, like anybody can. Philadelphia
firm free library.
Yeah, I just don't know exactly what
like there's
that
no,
means.
There's, it's it. If there's no membership fee or anything like that.
Right.
Is that what it, that's all it is? Okay.
Yeah, I don't care if a city councilor, what particular proclivities they may have in the bedroom. I do care if they keep on dumping money into, you know, failed government programs.
Right.
And we can't even, we're not even allowed to articulate what the failed government programs are. You're not allowed to say libraries stink, because if you do, then you're saying librarians stink. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that librarians are great people.
And reading's bad.
You can't
you're
say
that, too.
Right, you can't say that public schools stink because what you're saying is public school teachers are evil people. Now, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if we have a demonstrably failed system that that's been replaced over time with other systems, that we probably could do something better. I think that there are bookstores in America that sell used books at such low prices that if we got rid of libraries, it'd be just fine.
I think libraries would always continue just because there's a lot of people that really appreciate, especially local libraries. You know, they love that they have a library, and I think it's sort of like PBS. I think PBS would continue without government funding. I think public libraries.
People just give money to libraries?
Oh, yeah. Donations. Yeah, and that happens in our small town. You know, there's a couple people that there are grants, there are different funds that keep this thing floating, and there is a little bit of taxpayer money that comes in for the big stuff, you know, for putting a new roof on it. Go ahead, Sarah. I'm sorry.
I have a theory that they fought so hard to put this in that poor neighborhood because they want the poor people to be stupid, illiterate, and uneducated. Because
They fought hard for what?
They make sure that the poor neighborhood you only get a very small, tiny library. This is done on purpose. They fight them. They fight them so hard to get a big library, like $10 million.
I see.
Are they
only getting a small library then?
Well, they have. Yeah. They already have a very small, tiny library.
So they're getting a bigger one.
But they're going to get another $10 million big one. But the whole point is they use that as a homeless. Oh, it's a poor neighborhood. There's going to be just homeless people piled up there. But they want that community to be illiterate, uneducated, have no access to computers. They have free computers, at least like 20 of them. They have a bigger computer. I mean, they have a bigger library. They're going to have like 30 free computers for the community. But they want
Maybe they just don't want a pickup joint for the locals, pedophiles.
I'm sorry. The bulk of that money, that $10 million, isn't going towards books and computers. It's going to go towards making a really pretty building that those city councilors can put their name on and say, look what great people we are.
And don't forget that building's going to have to be refurbished 10 times as often as a private residence.
Exactly.
Because, government employees are working in it. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number's 855-450-3733, 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Final segment of Free Talk Live. I think you could get a call in here if you wanted to. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can't claim that when I'm in the first chair that I don't make more, I'm not more clear on what it is I believe. I get an opportunity to really yik-yak here in the first chair and, you know, saying, homeless people smell like urine. I mean, you name it. I've run the gamut this year.
You're not saying anything we don't already know.
Well, I can tell you that some people do not like when I am in the first chair because I express myself. And I'm not just comic relief anymore making fun of Ian. You know? I got to run my own radio program, and I got some opinions on how things are going.
If you don't like Mark's opinions, give us a call right now.
Here's another one of my opinions. Alistair is a better person than you. I want to thank Alistair for being a gold amplifier, and supporting Free Talk Live for a long time. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, support Free Talk Live financially, and anybody who supports Free Talk Live in any way, whether you're sharing stuff on Facebook or using shop.freetalklive.com, any variety of ways that one can support Free Talk Live, I really appreciate it. But the amplifiers, they get special consideration, right? Like we go and ask questions to the amplifiers about how we're going to run the show. Amplifiers are an important part of Free Talk Live.
I think one thing that we don't mention enough about the AMP program is that money is not paying for my Starbucks and my Dunkin' Donuts and all that. It's going directly toward promoting the show to get new radio stations on, more internet listeners, and so on.
Yeah. It's directly spreading the ideas of liberty by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I want to finish up with this story we got from the Atlantic here and get some of these ideas out of these young people. Obviously, I don't agree with them, but their feeling is that, well, let me read it here. Quoting, it feels like presentations are often more graded on delivery when someone can't help not being able to deliver it well, even if the content is the best presentation ever, says Bennett, 15-year-old of Massachusetts, who strongly agrees with the idea that teachers should offer alternative options for students who have anxiety surrounding presentations. Teachers grade on public speaking, which people who have anxiety can't be great at. Okay. First off, I agree. I don't think that I don't think that the public speaking should be graded more on your ability to speak. If you get up there and you deliver a speech that is coherent. It's not just a bunch of gobbly words.
Right.
You don't stop and give up. You don't just you're not just vitriolic in the presentation. If you give up there and give it, I feel like you should get a C at the very least.
Yeah.
I do think that people who are good at giving public presentations should get a higher grade on the public presentation. I'm not going to say they shouldn't, but I, you know, more often graded. I don't know what Bennett means. I don't know what Bennett's experience is. I'm not going to harshly disagree. But alternative? What is an alternative for public speaking?
I can't think of one.
Tweeting?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the argument. That'll be the argument. Yeah, I don't like to talk in front of people, but boy, you should see my tirades on Facebook.
Right. Well, I mean, people get paid for Facebook.
Right. And one could argue that that's now a career path.
Being a social media manager is.
Yes, or being a social media specialist, or, that's
now,
certainly
Instagram,
a path.
Instagram, you can make some money showing your well-toned booty on Instagram, but as far as being a Facebook person, there's not many people that make money by just being a Facebook influencer or whatever.
No, but I'm saying you could get a job working for Pepsi as part of their social media team,
yeah,
where you might be crafting things, but that's a whole different set of skills.
Sure.
That doesn't require public speaking.
We do teach writing in school.
Right, but there's lots of jobs that don't require public speaking. It doesn't mean that public speaking isn't a skill that will come in handy at some point in your career.
Right.
Facebook, that's pretty narrow band of jobs.
Yeah, I'd say that most jobs don't require public speaking. However, the job above them may very well.
If you want that one.
If
right.
You, yeah.
And many people do.
Sure.
Be like, some point in your life, you're not going to do that. Maybe you're an auto mechanic or whatever. But you may figure out some way to fix whatever autos. I said auto mechanics, so autos.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's an opportunity to teach some people. Maybe you go to a little seminar for auto mechanics. I don't know how you get to learn these new skills. Maybe you can show them in front of the class. Hey, look, you're not doing it right. This is a better way to do it.
Yeah, and
that's going to make you pretty important, and it's going to get you paid better.
And I will say this, that public speaking and being able to communicate to more than one person at a time in a coherent manner is part of communications. And communications is a necessary skill in almost everything. And that's not just saying you know how to speak. It means that you can convey thoughts in such a way that other people can understand them. And that, I think, is another thing that you learn by those little things that happen when you're in school, like standing up in front of the whole class.
Yeah, and I feel like falling back on this, I've got anxiety thing. And anxiety is accepted now as a matter of course. If you would have said, if you would have come out in school and said, I have anxiety when I was in school, nobody would have, like, what? You mean you're anxious about everything all the time?
Right. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you...
You just fall back on this, this is claiming your own limitations. And I have said previously, and I'll say it again, this is the thing that makes me the most angry.
Right.
And, please stop claiming your own. Here, I got an idea how you can work on your anxiety. Face it.
Right.
Going on here, to the thousands of teens who support the effort to do away with in-class presentations, at least enough to tweet about it, anxiety is no small issue. Students said they understood why older people might tell them to suck it up, but doing so was unproductive. Some responses to the most recent viral tweet, though, noted that giving a presentation in spite of anxiety might reduce a student's fear of public speaking. Friday Keith says... Oh, that's because of Halloween. Sorry, it's the Mighty Keef. Just so you know, exposure therapy is commonly used among psychologists as a behavior therapy to treat anxiety disorder. So your point about it can't be cured by facing your fears is just false.
Because that's exactly how they cure it.
Right. I mean, I guess, as a society, we probably should do some level of listening to young people. But not a lot. I mean, no.
How old's your son?
10.
You've learned this way before. You're an early learner. You've learned this
he's 10
way
years
before
old,
you should have had to.
And, he's got opinions about everything, and most of them stink. You know why? They're held by somebody who's never had a real job.
Right.
You know, somebody who's coddled and taken care of, never, paid for their own domicile, bought their own food.
Yep.
Now, I try to make it easy for Jack to make money. There's no doubt. I try to give him little tasks. I'll often reward him financially for actions that I consider to be positive. He never knows what that reward's going to be or where it's going to come from. That's a little bit surprising. But it's because I won't buy him. I won't let, if he wants a certain type of candy that his mother's not going to keep in the house, Airheads is one of them. She doesn't like artificial colors. Laura just hates artificial colors.
Okay.
It's her thing. Whatever. I don't care.
Anxiety about that.
Yeah, she has unreasonable, unfounded beliefs surrounding it. Hey Jack, you want that stuff? It's not a problem. Spend your money on it. I've taught him, take half of your money, you put it away. You put it in a bank account, or depending on what it is, we're talking about crypto, we're working on gold and silver, we're working on these things. He's got a little lockbox for his, his silver coins.
Good.
And, half of your money, you put it away. Half of your money, you spend on the things you want. It's your money. You should spend it on the things you want. Now, we can talk about things that last and things that don't. Now, Legos, when you buy those, you can play with them for a long time. However, when you're talking about Airhead candies, they're tasty for a minute, but they're gone. And, it's Halloween time, and he's thinking a lot about candy right now. It's difficult. This is short-term versus long-term thinking, and it's something that I'm trying very hard to instill. And I don't think, kids are not prepared for this stuff. We shouldn't be listening to them on this. I'm sorry. Kids, public speaking is a good idea. I know it's hard. It wasn't easy for me either. It's been Mark with you on Free Talk Live.
And Michael.
And Chris.
Check us out, freetalklive.com. We'll be back 21 short hours from now. Friday, I'll be on.
You'll be on.
Yeah, I'll be on with another team. I'm getting you guys out of here.
I don't blame you.
Some new ones on.
Good.
Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.